You're listening to SBS News.
Ms May postponed a vote in Parliament on her deal in December after admitting she was set to lose it. As Parliament looks likely to reject her deal with Brussels in a vote on Tuesday, Ms May has urged MPs to forget the games and do what is right for the country. She has so far refused to retreat from her unpopular deal, which envisages closer trading ties with the EU after Britain exits on March the 29th, but without any say on policy as the country has now. Brexit Minister Stephen Barclay has told the BBC that persuading enough MPs to support the deal would be challenging.
We're working hard with colleagues, we're working hard with EU leaders. The Prime Minister has been speaking to them in terms of the specific concerns we've heard. The uncertainty in terms of what will happen in the House has increased. And so those on the Brexiteer side seeking ideological purity with the deal are risking Brexit.
Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says leaving the EU without a deal would be catastrophic, and his party would do everything it could to prevent that outcome. However, Mr Corbyn's priority is to force a national election, and he says he would propose a vote of no confidence in the government soon if May loses the parliamentary vote on Tuesday.
Clearly, if a general election takes place and a Labour government comes in, an election would take place, what, February, March time? Clearly, there's only a few weeks then between that and the leave date. There would have to be a time for those negotiations. We will table a motion of no confidence in the government at a time of our choosing, but it's going to be soon, don't worry about it.
The Sunday Times reports rebel MPs were planning to wrest control of the legislative agenda away from Ms May with a view of suspending or delaying Brexit. Vince Cable, the leader of the pro-EU Liberal Democrats, says Parliament would act to prevent a no-deal Brexit and could ultimately seek to prevent Brexit altogether. Mr Cable told the BBC this could be done by revoking Article 50, a mechanism which triggered the exit process, or by holding a second referendum.
Parliament will take control of this process, will insist that we pursue the option of no Brexit. It can happen in one of two ways. It can happen simply by cancelling Article 50, which I think would be resented by lots of people, or it can happen by Parliament saying, actually, we go back to the public to have the final say.
A technical extension until July could be the first step to give Ms May extra time to revise and ratify the current deal once Downing Street has a clear idea as to what will command a majority in the Commons. A special leaders' summit to push back Brexit Day is expected to be convened by the European Council President Donald Tusk once a UK request is received. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.